The last time the district's multiculturalism policy was updated was in 1993. The purpose of it is to ensure that what's taught in the classroom reflects the history and backgrounds of all students. During a board policy committee meeting last week, board member Erica Ellis-Stewart encouraged the board to update the policy with definitive language that sets goals.
Absent of the regulations, I don't necessarily have a huge amount of faith of what we're trying to accomplish. With our current curriculum, I hear from parents all the time that we are teaching children of color history that is reflective of them.
The specifics of how the policy will be carried out will be up to staff, says Superintendent Ann Clark. Clark says new textbooks and supplemental materials that target the history and culture of students of color are being ordered. She says professional staff and teachers are also being trained on how to incorporate diversity in the curriculum and how to work with students of different backgrounds.
We're already doing cultural proficiency training and really trying to get all of our 9,000 teachers trained. We've trained our principals, we've trained our executive staff, but it's most important that we complete that training with our teachers, and we have that as a real urgent need that I've identified, and we're seeking funding to make that happen for all of our teachers as quickly as possible.
Clark says so far 1,500 teachers have been trained and another 1,400 will be trained by the end of the summer. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.